On this week's edition of the Colts Corner podcast, the boys will discuss Hills West Sports Whip Around, the MLB playoffs, the NFL, and a whole lot more. Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Colts Corner podcast. I'm Douglas Satuca, alongside Brian Flatow, Benjamin Dixon, and Mike Garofa, our trusty producer. As always, Ryan Dixon, guest in the house. You love to see that.
Yeah, you really do. Ryan, thanks for joining us, man. That's my little brother, for those who don't know. And yeah, just happy to be here. Another podcast, another dollar. Not literally, but...
Yeah, we actually had a guest. We have a guest for this podcast, football player.
Mike Kurubia, football player, inside linebacker on the 4-0 Colts.
And before we get to that interview, just want to give you a little bit about the team. They're 4-0, coming off a 38-0 shutout win at Miller Place. Justin Brown, 178 yards, 3 touchdowns on 9 carries. It's a great win. And, the boys are doing great things. And we'll get you that interview with Mike. They're playing East Islip this week. They're 3-1, obviously a good opponent, a tough opponent, and yeah, it's a good interview. So
Mike, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just want to ask you a few questions. First off, being a third-year varsity player, you know, that's a big responsibility. How does, like, your teammates, how do they look at you as a leader on this team?
Well, the teammates chose me, and I just lead by example, and me and my other leaders on the team, we do a really good job keeping everyone in line and doing their job.
All right, so obviously 4-0 so far this year, 4 pretty big wins. Can you tell us a little bit about this week's opponent, East Islip?
Well, East Islip's always a tough team. They're 3-1 going into it, but if everyone does their job, we should have some fun on Saturday.
Do your job. That's the Patriot way right there.
That's right.
So I know you and Jake Seta have a great combination there, an inside linebacker. Great chemistry. Can you tell me what that's like a bit?
Well, we started last year, so this is our second year returning, playing together, and 3 of the 4 linebackers from last year are back, so great chemistry, and it's just great playing with them because we're on the same page every single play.
You think you can give the listeners any expectations for the rest of the year and how high the limit is for this team?
Well, the sky's the limit for this team, and we have one goal, is to win the LIC, but we're going to take it each week at a time, and let's go from there.
That's nice. So I'll have one more question I think we have.
Yeah, so what's it like this year coming after last season with the momentum? What's the momentum like coming right into this season off of the very hot season last year?
The momentum hasn't changed. We've been practicing harder than ever. We've been preparing for each game like it's our last, and just going out there and playing great.
All right, actually, I have one more question. So I'm going to ask one more question. So 4-0 this season, you guys are undefeated. How do you keep that same focus, that same concentration going into every single game to keep an undefeated season the way it is?
We take each game one game at a time. We don't really look in the future. We don't look in the past. It's in the moment. So
that's great. Michael Kurubia, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
Starting linebacker on the Hills West Colts.
Thank you.
Great interview, boys. Let's move on to boys soccer.
Yeah, boys soccer right now, they're 5-3-1 in league, 7-4-2 non-league. They're coming off a 3-0 victory, against ESM this week. Scoring that game was Casey Brugna, Marcus Frazier, Frankie Vitti. It's been an up-and-down season for the Colts, honestly. They're coming off 2 consecutive losses right before that win, then 2 consecutive wins right before that, and actually a loss right before that. So they've been up and down. It's been a roller coaster season for the Colts, and it's just looking to build off of this win. They play Harbor Fields today in Harbor Fields at 4 o'clock. Should be a good game.
Yeah, definitely should be a good one. Brian's right. Definitely been an up-and-down season. But you look to build off of every win, and I'm sure that's what the boys are looking to do going into this next game against Harbor Fields.
Yeah, exactly. The boys starting to play well. They're just looking for a little bit of consistency here. Just get on a large winning streak and just spark some magic going into the playoffs as the season is coming to an end. One more Hills West sport we want to touch up on, of course, the girls' soccer team. Article came out last week, if you didn't see it, Story of the Week material. Ben Dixon at the bottom of that with a great piece as well. Excellent work there.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course, anytime. Love you, brother. Okay, so just girls soccer quickly. After I published that article, they lost their last two games. So I think I'm a bad luck charm. I should stop writing articles.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You should stop writing articles.
I don't know if Mr. Rashudi is going
to
be too happy.
So Rashudi, I think I'm going to have to stop writing articles.
Focus all your attention on the media aspect. The article is just bad luck, you know.
We're not I'm going to focus on the media.
Hold on. What is the media other than the podcast? Is there anything else?
The fantasy breakdown. The fantasy breakdown show.
All right, so we got Mike's Moments of the Week show. I'm on that too. Doug helps produce that show. That's every Wednesday. And every Thursday at around noon, we got the Fantasy Football Breakdown. It's me and Doug. It's the best show on the air other than this show, obviously, in the Moments of the Week. And if you're not listening to it, like I said last week, you're just absolutely crazy. It's the best show of all time. We break down everything fantasy, all the tips, everything you need to have a successful fantasy week and get in the W column.
Yeah, if your team is struggling, there just is no excuse why you would not be listening to us. Just weekly. It doesn't make sense. Your lineup could be so much better. These ad drops are players that should be on your team.
There are 1-3 guys in my leagues and things like that, 0-4 guys that don't follow the show. I'm like, why do you not follow the show? There's everything you need to know on it. It's a great show.
And also, don't forget, if you missed the first ever Moments of the Week show, you can check that out on YouTube. Look up Hills West TV, and it will be the first channel popping up, and you can go and check that video out as well. Definitely a great moment. And we're going to try to do that every Wednesday, get some moments, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Way to advertise there, Mike. Would it be?
Yeah, we know there's a lot of great moments.
Always room for a promo session.
Exactly.
Right there,
exactly. Always room. We know there's a lot of great moments in sports. That's why we love it. And last night was another great moment, especially for New York Yankee fans, as they were able to win the wild card game 7-2, yeah! And we are on to Boston, baby.
I mean, last night, as soon as Judge hit that homer in the first inning, I got up, I yelled, probably said some things that I can't say on the air, and I was very excited, and it was a stressful game for the next 5 innings or so. Lou Trevino, the Yankees just couldn't hit that guy to the bullpen. He was throwing 99 gas out of the bullpen. He was great. Hell of a town. He's a rookie. And obviously, a few innings later, you got Luke Voit coming in. Doug, I know that's your boy. Not trying to get too ahead here. Hitting that triple. Pretty much broke the game open, and the crowd was going nuts. Everyone was great. And to top it off, you got the Stanton home run at the end, which is one of the
monster shots.
It's a moonshot. I may have landed on Mars, actually. So, yeah, it was a great game to watch, and I'm looking forward to the next round against
Boston. It actually didn't really hit me until the Judge homer. So I actually had a house league roller hockey game, 7 o'clock, ended at 8. So I was...
You win?
We actually lost. We got hammered. My wheels just fell off, so I couldn't play half the game. It was a whole mess.
The game should be under protest.
Under protest. Okay. So once Judge hit the home run, I sort of... I just got up, started yelling, and I was right in the game. I just that's when I knew, all right, we're in the playoffs, let's go. And right when we had the 2-0 lead, I felt that there was no possible way that we were giving that up. We were moving on to Boston to play arguably, it could be one of the best playoff postseason series
ever.
Ever.
Division series. Let's division series. We'll see. There have been some good Yankee
exactly.
Red Sox series.
I didn't want to say it, but it could be.
That's what he wanted to say. I had to finish the sentence.
These two teams are outstanding, filled with a lot of talent. Great pitching. The hitting is top notch, top of the league stuff here, and it's really great. Another thing from last night, I was actually texting my English teacher, Mrs. Crow, throughout the game. We both were very nervous, but we got each other through that game, and you'll love to see a teacher especially reach out and get involved in sports and enjoy games like that.
Well, two things that I wanted to point out. Well, for one, Ben and I actually, we made 3 predictions for home runs last night. Ben predicted Judge.
In the first.
He predicted Judge's home run, and I predicted Davis and Stanton would be the only others. So, I mean, I think we should start doing a lottery here. But one thing that I wanted to point out for the Athletics, a really good guy that I saw in that lineup was Ramon Laureano. He came up there. He didn't fish for anything. I don't remember who was pitching to him, but there was – it was
probably
Severino,
Sevy.
And he was throwing pitches just outside the outside corner with a 1-2 count, and he was taking every single one, didn't seem to phase at all. He ended up working out a walk. I think that was the one that loaded the bases. I was so impressed by that kid, and I think he's going to be a great part of that Athletics team.
Yeah, I agree there, Mike. One thing I did notice about Oakland last night, they are a very disciplined team at the plate.
Yes.
Did not swing at a lot of balls outside the zone or in the dirt, and great season for them, 97 wins, but... you know, had to cut it short, you know? Yanks.
Yeah, if you don't know that kid Laureano, his play earlier on in the season in center field where he made the catch nearly at the wall and threw out the guy at first, got him up on the tag up play for the double play. So a great play there. Probably would have been in our Moments of the Week show. But that was before the era. Yeah, during the summer when life was great. We know. Camp.
Life is always great.
It is always great, but the summer is outstanding. You know that.
Of course.
Come on.
And one more thing. This is, I believe, the first Yankees-Red Sox postseason meeting since 2004.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
2004. That was my, as a newfound diehard Red Sox fan, I like that year.
Yeah, like Doug was saying, life's always great. It's all about developments, and we got some pretty positive ones going on within the Colts Corner podcast.
Yeah, totally. Just some games tonight. The NL Divisional Series games start out tonight. 5 o'clock start is Colorado. They'll play Milwaukee, and Atlanta will play the LA Dodgers at 8:37. So a couple games there in the NL. AL starts tomorrow night with a few games, and it should be a really exciting playoff, especially from what we saw in the wild card games. It should be really exciting going into the MLB playoffs. We'll move on to the NFL. Always exciting. Moving on to week 5 here. It seems like it's flying by. It's pretty
quarters through the season.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Remarkable what's happening as we almost wish that the NFL will start. Once it ends, you want it to start, and we're already into week 5. So it's great to see there. A lot of games last week. Moving into this week, a couple of spotlight games.
Yeah, well, tonight we have the Colts and the Patriots. You know, Andrew Luck, or Frank Reich, I should say, kind of blew that game last week.
Awful.
Playing for the win or the loss instead of the tie. Very questionable call. Not a lot of people liking that one. And coming off of that, against the New England Patriots, who a lot of people were doubting, but now they're a 2-2 team with, and they seem to do this every year, right? Where they trick us in the beginning of the year, where they're like, "Oh, we're not so great anymore," and then boom, they're in the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, they were 2-2 last year.
Bro, you know they're winning the division by these 3 games.
I wouldn't be so surprised if it was a 14-2, 13-3 season. Tonight, I don't think it's going to be such a great game. I think the Colts are going to get blown out of the water.
Pats by at least 17 tonight.
Yeah, Edelman in Gronk in. Yeah,
right, Gronk's playing tonight. And I think the Colts' offense is good, but it's a little injured. T.Y. Hilton's out right now. And Andrew Luck seems to be getting back to form, which we like to see, but I don't think it's going to be enough. Patriots too strong. Going to take over in that one.
Yeah, I agree. Doug, I know one game you wanted to highlight. You mentioned it as your game of the week on the Fantasy Football Breakdown. You said Jags-Chiefs.
Of course.
And I'm going to agree with you here. It really is an unbelievable game. It's one of the most high-powered offenses we've seen in years versus one of the best defenses we've seen in years. So, you guys get anything to expect from that one? I know it's going to be a great one, but
that's definitely the game of the week, no doubt. 1 o'clock Sunday in Kansas City. I think that's going to be a big deal. Kansas City plays they play very good at home. The Jaguars tend to sleepwalk through games after they win. I'm not just saying that because of how they lost to the Titans 9-6 after beating the Patriots, but it's been an ongoing history with them. And Blake Bortles plays a lot better at home. It's not an offensively strong team, but without Leonard Fournette, I think the offense is going to be stagnant, even against the bad Kansas City Chiefs defense. Going to be a close one still because Chiefs are not going to put up their usual numbers against that Jaguars defense, but I think the Chiefs are going to get the win here.
Yeah, the Chiefs offense will not put up the production that they usually have earlier on in the year. As we saw last week against Denver, they struggled somewhat compared to their normal numbers. Obviously, putting up 27 points should be good enough most weeks, and it was, to beat Denver. And now they're going up against probably the number one defense in the NFL in Jacksonville. As we highlighted, Jacksonville's offense not that strong, but Bortles can get it done. He's done it before. They have some weapons on the outside. We spoke about on the Fantasy Football Breakdown, Westbrook. They've got Moncrief and, of course, Keelan Cole. TJ Yeldon's also been surprisingly very good this year with Fournette out. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville somehow sneaks it out, but it's tough to go against Kansas City. The only way that it's possible is that Kansas City has one of the worst defenses in the league. So if Jacksonville can outscore Kansas City, which is highly unlikely, then Jags have a shot.
Or if Mahomes has it done, which we haven't seen from
which
him yet.
We haven't seen, but
it's going to happen.
It's
going to happen at some point.
I don't know if it'll
honestly,
be this week.
If it's going to happen, it might happen against the Jaguars.
I agree. It could. Let's face it. I don't think it will. I think it definitely could, though. There's definitely a probability.
Yeah, he did miss a couple throws last week, too, where he had a couple open receivers.
Right, early on in the game, he wasn't as strong as he finished.
Exactly. So, there's a couple question marks. If Mahomes has a bad game, Jags have a shot. Another game to highlight, probably the Minnesota Vikings going to Philly to play the 2-2 Philadelphia Eagles, led by Carson Wentz, who has been back now for a couple contests. Now they play the Vikings, who are 1-2-1. Should be a great game.
Yeah, right. Brian, we you can go.
All
right, we talked about their schedule at the beginning of the year, the Vikings.
Yeah,
and
actually, Doug did too. Doug was there too.
And we said there was a good possibility they can start the season 2-3. Well, now they're in danger of starting the season 1-3-1, which is even worse than 2-3. And pretty much a nightmare start for the Vikings, one of the favorites in the NFC and maybe even the NFL. They also are one of the most talented teams in the NFL. And last week, obviously, one of their best performances of the year, just ran into a very, very, very good Los Angeles Rams team. We'll see what happens this week. Starting to become not desperation time for the Vikings, but they got to start putting some wins in the win column. But we'll see what happens this week. Eagles, obviously a tough play at home. The defending Super Bowl champions, Carson Wentz, always got to respect them. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and with the Vikings, so you're right, they do have to start stringing some wins together. That's a tough division. That's a tough conference. They're going to have to end up having a better record than teams like the Bears, who have gotten off to a hot start and don't seem to show any signs of slowing down. Teams like the Packers, who are also in their division, who's actually the team that they tied. But then also, they'd still have to beat out every other wild card contender, and it's tough to do that when you have a 1-3-1 record. They are a lot better than their record says. Even in their games, with the exception of the Bills game, you could tell they're one of the better teams in the NFL. I think they're going to pull out this win against the Eagles, even though the Eagles have looked a lot better with Carson Wentz out there. The offense seems to be coming together, especially with Alshon Jeffrey having a huge week last week. But I just think the Vikings need this win so bad. I think they're going to go out there and get it.
Yeah, I love Minnesota this week. They're in desperation mode. You can't go to 1-3-1, similar to the Steelers and the spot that they're in as well. It's time to win. If you don't win, you're out.
Right, and speaking of the Steelers, actually, they play the Falcons this week.
Another
team that's been that's much better than their record. 1-3, the Falcons. They seem to have no defense right now. There's no defense combined in this game, actually.
Yeah, it's a game of under 500 teams where their roster is filled with a lot of stars, but the results are just not there. And if both teams continue to lose, one's got to win, obviously, or they could tie again. I mean, you never know. But one's got to be defeated this week, and the loser is really going to have to start asking questions. What are we doing here? What's our game plan? Where do we go from here? Because if the Steelers lose another game, Mike Tomlin's job is definitely in jeopardy, and especially the way he's coached throughout. He's not preparing these guys. His time management is god awful, horrific. But he's great in a press conference, and I believe in him, and I think that the Steelers can get it done this week. They're at home against Atlanta, struggling on defense, but Atlanta's dangerous. They've got a lot of weapons up front.
The crazy thing with Atlanta is three plays go their way, and they're 4-0 right now.
Yep.
All their losses have been one-score games. They're much better than their record is 1-3, and they can honestly be 1-4 because the Steelers are very, very, you know, they're still a top-notch team. I don't care what their record is, but It's a do or die game for both teams, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are a lot of talented teams in the NFL, some of the most talented teams in the NFL, where they're reaching this desperation point. It's only week 5 of the season, so you got to start winning games if you're these teams, if you have any aspirations of making the playoffs and making a run deep into December, January, maybe even February.
Well, one of the biggest problems with the Falcons is that their defense has been pretty terrible these last three games. They've given up 104 points, so that's been their major problem, and they've been 1-2 over that span. So I think it's definitely going to hurt them if their offense can stay up, if their defense stays a problem.
Right. And also, another thing with these teams is, like the Vikings, they're also in very good divisions. You know, the Falcons are the worst team in their division right now at 1-3, which is it's crazy that I'm saying that. They're my Super Bowl prediction preseason, but they're sitting here at 1-3, and in their division, the Saints are 3-1. And the Panthers are 2-1, who I think are very, very good, but they had their bye week already. And then the Bucs are 2-2, but they might not be going anywhere.
Yeah, they're struggling.
Yeah,
and the Steelers last in the AFC North, so a lot of talented teams not really producing. Just want to give you guys the bye update as well. The Chicago Bears and Tampa Bay Buccaneers have byes this week. So those were pretty much some spotlight games. Really look out for those matchups, and it should be very fun. So just a quick shout-out to the NHL. Yes, the NHL is back. I didn't know if you guys know what that is, but it's the National Hockey League. That's where guys skate around on the ice, and they shoot around a black puck with sticks. It's a outstanding game, physical, high-paced. Tonight is the Rangers opener. It happens to be the home opener as well. They're going up against the very talented Nashville Predators. So shout out there. I will be in attendance. You'll love to see that. I'm fired up. I bleed blue. So let's go, boys.
And for our OG listeners, the Predators, they are in Nashville, and that is our home, our second
home.
We
haven't even brought that up this year.
We got Hills West 1, we got Nashville 1A. We went there for the Stanley Cup a couple years ago. We did a lot of stuff from there.
Nah. We have a lot of connections over in Nashville.
No, we'll get there soon.
Yeah, this really tests the fan credibility. If you know about Nashville, then you've been here from pretty much the beginning.
Right. That is the beginning.
Kudos to
you. I believe that was one of the last episodes of
the
first
season.
So,
goodness. Where did time fly?
And yeah, so if you've been listening since Nashville,
Matty Gold, if you hear this, we're going to Nashville, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really be able to relate. Sorry. Right. I didn't catch up on that first season, but I mean, I did get everything last year, so.
Right.
And we're moving on to the electric player of the week. Mike, cue the music, baby. Doug, it's all you, baby.
All right, my electric player of the week. He's not from the NFL, but we've got NFL music going. You'll love to see that. Luke, the big man, Voit, my boy, filling the void over at first base. He has been an absolute tank. Last night, he had a huge 2-RBI triple off the wall in the wild card game. Yankees took that one 7-2. Luke Voit's been the spark for this Yankee team. The magic is back in the Bronx, baby.
The Bronx,
and we're ready to make a run. Boston, here we come.
Speaking of absolute tanks, over in Kansas City for football, we've got Kareem Hunt. Game beyond the numbers, but the numbers were great. 19 carries, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Receiving, he had 3 catches for 54 yards. But let me just say, he was rumbling and pummeling through players in this game. He ate his Wheaties, like you said, Ben. And wow, just an absolutely great game. I remember one play. He went right through Chris Harris on fourth down with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It was amazing. Kareem Hunt, baby. Player of the week.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt, an absolute beast, and an absolute pleasure to watch. My player of the week. We're gonna go with Mitchell Trubisky. Sorry, guys, we're just having fun on here. Mitch Trubisky, the game of a lifetime for any NFL quarterback. 354 yards, 6 TDs, didn't even play the whole game, 43.5 points. Absolutely electric from Trubisky. And they're on a bye this week. So
yeah, get him on your roster, stash him on the bench. If you watched the breakdown, you would have known that because we covered it on Fantasy Football Breakdown.
Fantasy Football Breakdown!
I have a feeling this is all because the Yankees won last night.
Of course it is.
So honestly, I really have none. So I'm just going to go with Terrence Gore from the wild card game between the Colorado Rockies and the Cubs. Terrence Gore came into the game to pinch run, managed to steal a base that led to Baez driving in the tying run at the bottom of the eighth. So that's got to be a big moment for the Cubs, even though they lost, thank goodness, because I absolutely hate the Cubs. So, I mean, there's something to be excited about because the Cubs, incredibly, I hate them so much. So, got to love it. Let's move on.
Yeah, you got to appreciate great baseball. Base running, small ball, it's not done enough. Steal more bases, bunt the baseball, hit situational hitting. It's got to be said. It's got to be done here in the MLB, and you really love to appreciate it. Great job, Garofa, finding that key piece of that wild card game. The Rockies were actually victorious in that one.
Yeah. I am amped up right now. That was a great segment.
That was exciting.
I love sports. I love life. I love the podcast.
Life's great all the time. Don't forget it.
Life is great all the time. And I think that's a great note to end on for this week. And as always, we'd like to thank the following people. Mr. Doxy, Mr. Achudi, Dr. Catapano and the administration, the Board of Education, our audience who listens every Thursday. And finally, a very special thank you to the class of 2016 for their very generous donation towards our podcast setup. I'm Ben Dixon alongside our always rival producer, Mike Garofa, and Brian Flatow, and Doug Stuka. And Rye, thank you for joining us this week. I'm Ben Dixon. We will see you next week.
Always enjoy life.